From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God. As he expounds the teachings of this psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text comes from 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The word hitherto seems like a hand pointing in the direction of the past, 20 years or 70, and yet hitherto the Lord hath helped, through poverty, through wealth, through sickness, through health, at home, abroad, on the land, on the sea, in honor, in dishonor, in perplexity, in joy, in trial, in triumph, in prayer, in temptation, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We delight to look down a long avenue of trees. It is delightful to gaze from end to end of the long vista, a sort of verdant temple with its branching pillars and its arches of leaves. Even so, look down the long aisles of your years, at the green boughs of mercy overhead, the strong pillars of loving kindness and faithfulness which bear up your joys. Are there no birds in yonder branches singing? Surely there must be many, and they all sing of mercy received hitherto. But the word also points forward, for when a man gets up to a certain mark and writes hitherto, he is not yet at the end. There is still a distance to be traversed. More trials, more joys, more temptations, more triumphs, more prayers, more answers, more toils, more strength, more fights, more victories. And then come sickness, old age, disease, death. Is it over now? No, there is more yet. Awakening in Jesus' likeness, thrones, harps, songs, psalms, white raiment, the face of Jesus, the society of saints, the glory of God, the fullness of eternity, the infinity of bliss. Oh, be of good courage, believer, and with grateful confidence raise thine Ebenezer, for he who hath helped thee hitherto will help thee all thy journey through. When read in heaven's light, how glorious and marvelous a prospect will thy hitherto unfold to thy grateful eye.
Savior, like a shepherd,
seek thy
Now that most of the rush of the holiday season has subsided, we hope you've had time to reflect on the true significance of Christmas, God's unspeakable gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To that end, Let the Bible Speak has been offering a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to continue to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 1-866-LTBS. That's 1-866-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. The response to this publication has been most enthusiastic, so we encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while our supply lasts. Because of the demand, we must limit the offer to 2 copies per request. Order yours today. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the 4th in a series of messages on a theme that is vitally important for Christians in this day, living clean in an unclean world. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In this message, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verse 12, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes," entitled "The Sanctifying Power of a Worshiping and Teachable Spirit." This message presents three essential elements in living a clean life. The first is having a vision of the Lord's glory, which is only obtained by spending time alone with God in the Word and prayer. Dr. Cairns stressed that merely reading through a number of chapters is not sufficient. As we come to the Bible, we must first of all find out what it says about God. The second essential element to living clean is learning to praise the Lord as we see Him revealed in the Scriptures. As we'll see, praise is closely associated with holiness, for praise is a sanctifying grace. Then we find that the third element in living clean is having a teachable spirit. If we're honest, we have to confess that we don't know God or His Word as we ought to. The psalmist recognized that. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of man. For He satisfieth the hungry soul, and He filleth the longing soul, and He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have great cause to praise the Lord. Great cause to praise the Lord. Now here's the thing. Praising is closely identified with holiness. Praising the Lord is a spiritual and sanctifying grace. Let me make that clear. Praising is a spiritual and a sanctifying grace. In the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 24, you'll find some instructions that most people would skip over. In the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord withal. You wonder about these rules about the fruit of the land. What has that got to do with us? Well, I'm not getting into the Old Testament economy this morning. What I want you to focus on is this: holy to praise the Lord withal. The literal rendering of the Hebrew would be the holiness of praise to the Lord. I want you to get that little phrase in your mind. The holiness of praise. Praise is a sanctifying grace. In Psalm 50, verse 23, we have that text that is usually only partially quoted. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Never forget the latter part of the verse. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise. Now what's the parallel with that? He orders his conversation aright. These are the two things that go together. You remember what Peter said in the passage we read this morning in verse 5 of 1 Peter 2? You also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. What are those sacrifices? Paul tells us in Hebrews 13:15, by Him, that is Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. You see, this is vital to holiness, the holiness of praise. Now, why would that be? Well, let me suggest that in a peculiar way, God is present where He is praised. That's what the Bible teaches. God is present in a very peculiar and intimate way where He is praised. You take the words of Psalm 22, verse 3. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. The word inhabitest means, literally, thou who dost sit in the praises of Israel. Thou who dost dwell in the praises of Israel. Thou who dost remain in the praises of Israel. Those are the shades of force and meaning in the word. God dwells in, God sits down with joy amidst the praises of his people. This is an amazing thing. He's surrounded by the angels of glory. Angels and archangels lift up his name in heavenly worship without sin. Yet down there on earth, in some polluted corner of this globe, surrounded by all the problems of life, there's a people. They're lifting up their voices in praise to God. God says, that's where I'll sit down. That's where I'll remain. Oh, away with our bitter spirits. Away with our selfish, carping criticisms. Away with that thing that would wrap us up in the problems of life and shut us out from the worship and praise of our God. Is it any wonder that life is cold and dreary for so many professing Christians? Is it any wonder that Christians are overcome by temptation and by sin when they spend little or no time worshiping with praises the God who saved them? God dwells in a very particular way. He is present wherever he is praised, but the converse is absent, is also true. He is absent. As far as this blessing of God's concerned, he's absent where he's not praised. There's nothing can take the place of genuinely praising the Lord. This praising is a vital step toward obeying him. Do you notice in certain scriptures how two things are brought together, obeying God and praising God? Psalm 56, verse 12 puts it from one angle, thy vows are upon me, O God, I will render praises unto thee. The vows lead to praising. But in Psalm 116, 17 and 18, you have these words, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows now unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. I will praise. I will pay my vows. Think of what Hezekiah said to the men of Judah. Hezekiah 20, or 2nd, there's a new book in the Bible for you. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 31. Hezekiah said this, now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings. You come to praise the Lord. It's a necessary, essential preparation for obedience. You see, praise is a thing of beauty and that cannot coexist with willful sin. We read in Psalm 147, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely. The word comely simply means lovely. It's beautiful. This is what God says. Praising God is a beautiful thing. It's a thing of beauty. And that divine beauty cannot coexist with willful sin. That's why Paul, when he was writing to the Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 19, having spoken about being filled or being full of the Holy Spirit, he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's a strange thing about that verse. It starts off, you're speaking to yourselves. Now, there's a place they put people who talk to themselves. But that's all the world knows. If you don't talk to yourself, if you don't sing to yourself, you're missing out on a whole lot of devotional life. He says, you speak to yourselves, but it's making melody unto the Lord. You see, if you're going to be full of the Spirit, that's verse 18 of Ephesians 5. If you're going to be full of the Spirit, now what does full of the Spirit mean? It means living under the control of the Holy Spirit. If you're going to be under the control of the Holy Spirit, this is how it's going to be manifested. You're going to be praising the Lord. These two things always go together. So not only is the vision of the Lord's glory essential to living clean in an unclean world, but praising God is essential to living clean in an unclean world. And then the last thing in the verse, the third great element in verse 12, is that a teachable spirit is essential to living a holy life, clean in an unclean world. Notice what he says, teach me thy statutes. Now that would be a text all on its own, did time permit. So I will sum it up. He starts with a confession of his ignorance. I don't know even what I need to know. This is what he's confessing. Lord, I don't know what I need to know even. I don't know the statutes of the Lord. I don't know the word as I ought to know it. I don't know the specific passages of Scripture that are best for use in specific cases and times and places. But I need to know more than words. I know people who could quote you. I mean, I'm thinking right now of a character. I'll call him a character because I think one of the most wretched, dishonorable specimens of humanity I've ever come across. He could give you words of Scripture. He had a memory like a steel trap. He could memorize Scripture. He could spout it off to you like that. He could spout to you right off the top of his head paragraphs from the Puritans on subjects of sanctification, holiness, and the Christian and the law, you name it. He could give you it all right off the top of his head. He was a wicked, ungodly, fornicating wretch, filthy through and through. See, there's a world of difference between knowing words and knowing the God who gives the words. There's a world of difference between knowing words and being taught by the Lord, the statutes of the Lord. When the Lord teaches you his statutes, when the Lord teaches me his statutes, he does more than give us a memory for words. Oh, I pray God he'll give us that. But he's working that word down into the heart. He's working that word into the very fiber of our being. He's putting that word within us so that it begins to govern, direct. It instructs the mind and it governs all the forces of the will. Teach me thy way. It's a confession of ignorance. I don't know it, but it's a cry for illumination. Lord, teach me. Lord, enlighten my darkness. Lord, give me the light of truth. Lord, give me the word to dwell richly within me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.